Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back! I'm Adam Epstein. You're rocking with AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, also on the Team 980, and always live on the Odyssey app. Download it today for free, and you can always rewind if you miss any of the show on the Odyssey app. I started today at 10 a.m. after BetQL's NCAA tournament show. Coming up next will be Linnell Willingham at 1 p.m. here on The Fan. So we've been talking about the Commander's sale, and I'm wondering what would be your first move as the new owner, right? I told you guys last segment, I would change the name. I cannot stand the name Commanders. Like, it drives me crazy inside. When I'm talking football with my friends, oh, we like the Jets, J-E-T-S, or the Eagles, or the Cowboys, or the Giants, or the Steelers. Everyone's got, like, a cool name where they can puff out their chest. I feel like a loser saying Commanders. Commanders. I hate the name so freaking much, and yet I love and I bleed burgundy and gold. And so I'm at this weird point in my fandom here where I just need the new owner to come in and change his name completely, or I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't think I can ever buy Commanders gear and proudly wear it. What do you think? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the phone lines here. Who we got? Let's go to Tony in Annandale. Tony, you're on The Fan.
Good show. Like the topic.
Thanks, man. What's your thoughts?
First of all, I wouldn't spend a penny on Commander's gear as long as Dan Snyder's around. And my vote for the best name, go back to the Washington Redskins. Compensate the Indian Nation. Get their blessing. Second choice would be the Washington Warriors. I think that song, Braves on the Warpath.
Yeah.
Anyway, that just sounds cool, you know. And my third choice would just be Washington Football Team until we start winning, and maybe whatever name you choose, if you're a winner, it sounds good.
Well, let me ask you a question, all right, real quick, because those are three not bad answers, all right? So if you had a list, how many names down would Commanders be, right? Like 100th on the list?
Maybe about six.
Okay.
I mean, some people wanted the Admirals. That doesn't really make sense. That's more than, you know, Navy. Red Wolves. I mean, we do have foxes in the area, so I guess a Red Wolf, that'd be number four. Well, listen, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what wide receivers eat for breakfast?
I don't know, grass? What do they eat?
Nothing. They fast.
Oh, man. All right, that was a good one. Punchline. I love it. All right, let's keep it rocking here. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, you're on The Fan with Adam Epstein. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Adam? Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciation.
Yeah.
So my thought on this, I want to make one point, and then I'm going to get your opinion on something. I said all along, it just should have been the Washington Skins, because 98% of Redskins fans never use the red. We just call them the Skins. So we could have called them the Washington Skins, and if they wanted to get rid of the logo, fine. We could have used a football, which is made of pigskin, in some type of creative way. And then we still would have been the Skins, which most people say anyway. Do that make sense?
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
And another point I wanted to make, Adam, and I wanted to hear your opinion on this. Everyone's talking about how Sam Howell's going to start and Jacoby just Brissett is going to be his backup. But what if Sam Howell get hurt? Or what if Jacoby Brissett just flat out beat Sam Howell out of the job? Like, and now, for the third year in a row, we're in the same situation again, trying to find a franchise quarterback. Like what's going on, Adam? Like, look, we got to do something about this quarterback position. Do you think it's irresponsible by every team that need a quarterback not to at least have a conversation with Lamar Jackson?
Oh, 100%. 100%. The reason Washington is not having that conversation is because of the change of ownership. They couldn't even afford Lamar. But it is a good question. And with what we've seen in the last 5 years with quarterback play, you'd be absurd to think that Jacoby Brissett's not going to play at all. He will play this season, whether Sam Howell gets benched, gets hurt, or a crazy combination of the two, right? Sam Howell will not be beat out, though, by Jacoby Brissett before the season, because the front office and Ron Rivera will not let that happen. No matter how bad Sam Howell looks in preseason, no matter how bad he looks in training camp or OTAs, or Jacoby Brissett comes in and he looks like a freaking star, and we're like, wow, this guy's a god of football. He's not going to win the job because they will not let that happen. They will have Sam Howell on a short leash, though, because everyone knows Rivera's blown out if it doesn't work out this season. Right? I had a caller ask me this week on my show in Richmond. He said, what does Ron Rivera need to do to keep his job? He's got to do what Norv Turner did the first year of Dan Snyder. He's got to win the division. That's how he keeps his job. Ron Rivera stays in charge if he wins the division. So, with that being said, he will have Sam Howell on a short leash, but there's no way in hell, in my mind, that Jacoby Brissett beats him out in training camp and starts week one. Sam Howell will guaranteed, lock of the century, be the Commander's starting quarterback for at least the first three games of the season. After that, maybe he botches it completely, they go back to Brissett, and then all of a sudden, we're like, man, let's just try to draft Caleb Williams and go out and get the Heisman winner because we failed again at quarterback. Good question, Anthony. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Big Al. Big Al in D.C. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What you call about today?
Oh, I want to keep the name of Commanders. We don't switch too much. We just ought to be consistent.
All right, but what do you like Commanders about the name Commanders?
I go back to West Side Story where Rip said, let the Commanders run the show. So we're going to run the show with the Commanders. We the Commander-in-Chief, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, no, I get that. Have you bought any Commanders merchandise, though?
Yes, I have.
Really? And you wear it proudly?
I have a big W hat. I like the big W because of the curly W, and I got Commanders Mets in my car, in my truck.
All right. Hey, I'm not going to argue about that, but let me tell you this. Al, what do you use as the nickname for them? Because there is no nickname for Commanders. Are you calling them the Coms, the Durs? What do you call them in your group of friends?
I just go with the Commanders.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not cool with that, man. We got to have a cool shorter name, but maybe that's just me. All right, Big Al, anything else you wanted to call in about? All right, let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, you're on the fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I totally agree with you. The first thing you do is you change the name. And there's only one name that far and away was super popular. And it brings in that young fan. The young fans, they look for a favorite team in different ways now. And the Red Wolves, you imagine the money you could put into the logo and the look of it. And this is the difference. This time you're going to unveil it. You have to have something to unveil, you know. The guys were up there on the stage. They didn't even drop a curtain. You got to do it some way, and you got to have McConaughey come up through the stage and announce it. And you can have Zarniak's husband there, and you can have John Allen, and you can have Doug Williams, and you can even have some fun with it. Like a little throwback to that, but now we're doing it big, and you're going to have a DJ, do it in prime time. Unveil that new logo and have a big moment, a viral moment. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did wrong from the very start. It was, like you said, the revealing was terrible. You know, I made a whole bit about it. I said, if I was in charge, this is how I would do it. And it was already leaked the Commanders was going to be the name. Everyone in the country knew as soon as that helicopter, like, flew by the stadium and we saw Commanders logos everywhere, right? But you still could have had a cool entrance, right? Valdez talked about this. You got to have tanks there, right? You needed to have something militaristic in the building, right? tanks or a war truck or something cool there. Red, white, and blue all over the place. You should have had fireworks, explosions. I mean, the whole place should have been smoky, right? I mean, electric lights like it's a disco thing. And then what I said is, you have freaking Joe Gibbs sprint out on the field in a full uniform and a helmet. And he's wearing a visor. You don't even know who this old man is. He's just kind of running out there. He's jogging. He's limping a little bit. You know, he's got a giddy up in his step there. And he gets out there in the middle of the field, 50-yard line, in this awesome new uniform that has the new logo. And he takes off the helmet as fireworks explode. And we're like, oh, my goodness. It's Joe G. It's Gibbsy. It's Gibbs. I love the new name. I can get behind it. Instead, it was, tell him who we are. We are Duck Commanders. Tell them who we are. I mean, I just don't know how they had all these meetings and they had this brilliant idea to get it on NBC. I will say, at first I thought it was stupid. I said, they should have leaked it to the local guys, right? I said, it should have been the junkies out there, right? They're the most popular thing in DC sports right now, at least from radio and TV. But instead, they chose to go the national route on NBC. And looking back on it, that was the right decision. It really was, because you got the national brand, right? Everyone across the country was watching. You know, people across the pond were watching as well. So they had this great idea to have it on NBC, but somehow they had no meetings about the reveal, about the most important part, right? They left it short. They ran the whole race and they tripped at the finish line. Makes no sense how this happened. We'll take some more phone calls. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Team 980, 1067 The Fan, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 1067 The Fan. Also simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Download it today for free. I'll be live and local until 1 p.m. when I hand it off to my guy, Linnell Willingham. Big Willie is in the building and ready to take over the airwaves on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 coming up at 1 p.m. You can always tweet me throughout the show at AWOD Radio. We like to make this as interactive a radio show as possible. If I like your tweets, I will read them on the air. It's AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Thanks to Scott Creek for tweeting me. He's chiming in. He's listening. Kelsey says, don't hold your breath on the name change, bro. It took 22 months to change it to the Commanders, and that wasn't Dan dragging his feet. It's the league and the legal process, and it'll never, ever be Skins again for those hoping that. I do agree it won't be Skins again, but I think we're crazy if we're not as fans going to demand another change here, because you can't be happy with the name Commanders. You just can't be. Tony tweets me, the first thing I would do if I was the owner, trade for Lamar Jackson, but giving them 24 and 25 first-round picks, keeping this year's picks, and with the 16th pick, take Bijan Robinson. I don't think you could take a running back in this year's draft at 16. I think you have to take an offensive lineman. I get it. It's not sexy. I put together my list of where I would go in the first round, and I would go O-line number one, cornerback two, middle linebacker three. I'd go back to O-line again, and then I'd go safety before I go running back or wide receiver or tight end or even quarterback in this year's NFL draft. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. My bad, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Luke in Fairfax. Luke, you're on the Fan with Adam Epstein.
Hey, first time calling. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I agree with you. No one likes the name. Everybody hates the name. I wanted Red Tails, but I'm fine with Red Wolves. I think if you get an R name, you get to keep that script R that everybody loves. But I will say this, the black uniforms and those with the DC flag, those are nice. I like those. If you can incorporate that with the new name. But, you know, to your other tweeter's point, I think the NFL would be open to change. I think everybody wants Dan Snyder out. The NFL owners do. God knows Roger Goodell does. I think erasing the name, changing it, gets rid of his history, gets rid of Dan Snyder.
Luke, let me ask you this. How much do you hate the name Commanders? Like, do you hate it as much as I do? I can't stand the name.
I almost crashed my car because I was yelling in excitement. I'm a lifelong Washington football team fan, Redskins fan. I can't stand it. I go out of my way to buy football team product on eBay. I don't buy Commanders.
Yeah. So what have you been calling them with your friends, right? So, like, Joe House from The Ringer says the C words. I still just say Skins with my friends, sometimes Washington. What do you call them now?
I just call them the football team. I like the football team. If we have to go back to that, I'm fine with it, but I agree. Red Wolves is the way to go.
Yeah, I get it, man. Anything else you wanted to chime in about today?
You know, I will say the other part I like, dumb name, but getting the pigs in, getting the pig pen part of it with Major Tutty, I think terrible execution, but I like the thought of that. I think if they do more of that, bring the pigs back, I like that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, when they came up with that nickname, I appreciate the call, man, if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. When they came up with the name Major Tutty, right, and they revealed the mascot being a hog, it was like it slapped them in the face. That's what the name should have been for the team, the Washington Hogs, right? Hello? That's what we were most famous for in the 80s and the 90s. So they had the name in the building. They chose to use it for a mascot. So a mascot's cool for a hog, but for a regular name, they go Commanders? I mean, I just don't know. Who in that building decided, let's go with a name with three syllables, Commanders? Look around the league. It's a bunch of two-syllable names or one syllables. The Seahawks, the Eagles, the Cowboys. Find another team out there that's three syllables. 49ers. They're the Niners to me, all right? Commanders, worst name in the history of sports. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Wad, man. What's going on, my guy? Long time no hear, man. I heard you moved out to Richmond, but, you know.
I did. I had to take advantage of the opportunity, man. I get my own show. You can listen to me screaming and yelling 3 hours every day. You know, I was tired of being the junks punching bag.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I don't blame you, man. But, you know, it's what's like, to me, what upset me is that they lie so much. When it's not about the name, but it's just, I mean, I do want to change the name because Commanders just don't rhyme with anything, man. So
yeah.
But they lie. They just are full of crap, man. They lied about a lot of things, and they did not get the fans involved. That's what pissed me off. And when they lied about that, and just kind of like they came out with the "We are the Commanders," like really, like what? And then you got that little Porky Pig running out there, can't even run. I'm like, come on, man. It's just everything Snyder touched is just burned down to the ground. And I hope, like, you know, I know, like, I guess that tweet that you was reading earlier that the guy was saying something about, you know, that the name, you know, I don't think it's possible they're going to change the name. But, you know, even the color is so whack and the number is not, they don't even look real like a professional team, man. So,
right.
You know, I hope they change it. But, you know, I'm not putting my money on it. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see whoever the owner is and, you know, if they could have some kind of, you know, I don't know, man.
But here's the thing, though. You made a great point, though, all right? And here's the thing. They lied to us. That's what's so frustrating. They lied to us. Do you remember when they put it out there for a vote? Did you vote? I remember. I voted for Red Wolves. I think he dropped off there. But I remember voting for Red Wolves. They lied to us. They lied to us when they came up with the name Commanders. And that's kind of where I take a step back and I say, well, I don't know that changing the ownership changes everything. Is changing the ownership going to change the entire front office? Because everyone, we can say Dan Snyder sucks. He sucks. He sucks, he sucks, he sucks. We get that. But so does everyone in the front office right now. Everyone else had all these meetings, and they came up with this dumb name, and they came up with that dumb reveal. So a new owner should come in, and he should clear out every single person in that front office. Everyone. Everyone should be out of a job. Because they did nothing right with the rebrand. Nothing at all. At least in my opinion. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Looks like we've got Keith in D.C. What's going on, Keith? Oh, I don't think he's there. All right, if you want to chime in, phone. What's up, Keith?
Oh, how you doing, bro?
Good.
My thing is, all the media, you know, we're getting the story right, but I think all the media and the fans getting it wrong. We're trying to get the name change and all these wishes. The public pressure should be on the NFL to make Jeff Bezos the owner. Here's why. He has long money. You don't have to pretty much worry about a stadium and all the other stuff, name changes. All of that starts with the owner. I don't care about Magic Johnson and Josh Hirsch and all these guys coming together. If they came with a deal with $6.5 million and Jeff Bezos willing to give up $7 billion, the NFL owners should deny Magic Johnson and his group that chance to get the team. It's all about making money. Jeff Bezos' hand is very long across the globe. You got to start off with the owner before all our personal wish lists come to fruition.
So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do as the fan base to help get Bezos in charge?
Just like how we calling in about a name change, you should open up. Not you personally. We have too many people in Washington, D.C. sports that has, you know, that has clout to put a public pressure campaign on. Why we can afford Jeff Bezos to be the owner. If we sitting here talking about we want the name change, we want Lamar. Why the hell we ain't saying we want Jeff Bezos? Because guess who's going to cut the check? And it's not, and I'm sound animated.
Well, hold on. Keith, here's what I think you're missing, all right? And I'm with you. I'm all for Bezos. He's been my number one guy. I think we'd have the greatest stadium in the history of the world. I mean, there'd be moats outside of it. It'd be like a circus. There'd be a mall. It'd be freaking awesome. But here's the thing. There have been no reports that Bezos has even submitted a bid. So how can we get all on board for a guy who hasn't officially submitted a bid yet?
I think all the bids never came in because from some of the reports that I hear from your station that guys are submitting bids, and Charles Gasparino famously come on the show each week and say he will probably be the last bidder. Of course, a lot of these things go unreported and unreported, but guess what? We don't know if he's submitting a bid. Why can't we just force that hand? Everyone says he's waiting on the Seattle Seahawks. Hell with the Seahawks. When we got a man right here in the city, right here in Northwest, richest thing and be the richest zone in the NFL. Well, I don't know how we can push the narrative. I really don't know. I thought, you know, you might have had a good idea because you are more experienced than I, you on radio. But I think the answer or the question is, or the statement should be, we want Bezos. The hell with Lamar. Hell with Ron gone. The hell with Dan. We want Bezos. Maybe it might be a public pressure to make Dan Snyder reconsider. Owners love to be rich. The hell with what's going on in the Washington Post. I think that should be the directive and the narrative all the way up to the NFL owners meeting. I like it.
Let's do the hashtag. Hashtag we want Bezos. All right. Tweet me at AWOD Radio. Tweet us at 106.7 The Fan. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the free Odyssey app. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Be a member of the AWOD Army by calling in right now. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us at 1067 The Fan or at AWOD Radio. Big shout out to Caitlin doing an awesome job producing the show today. You guys are overwhelming her with the amount of people calling in. I love that. Please, let's keep it going here. Love making this as interactive a radio show as possible. You're not going to get this on TV, right? This is your chance to chime in, be the quarterback of this segment. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. Richard tweets me, my father and both grandfathers were fans of the Redskins, and I've always been a fan my entire life. I understand they can't go back to the name, but why can't we have a name that isn't so embarrassing? I totally agree. Commanders is embarrassing. He wants Renegades, Warriors, Red Wolves, Wolves, Rebels. Anything is better than this. Preston tweets me, how about the Pigskins? Bring back the Skins nickname. My guy T-Wig tweets me, winning is the solution. I do agree with him like that. Not the hashtag or the nickname. He says, example, the reason why so many people love and want Redskins nickname back is because it used to be a blue blood franchise that used to win. If it was an expansion team, nobody would want Redskins as a nickname. All right, you can always tweet me at AWOD Radio, or you can chime in 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to, is this Ian in Vienna? Ian, you're on the Fan with Adam Epstein.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. In terms of, I think your last tweet kind of summed it up, is that when you think of the name, you think of a bygone era. You know, when people are like, let's bring it back to D.C., let's use the old name, because you're trying to recreate kind of the glory years. And I think now where the franchise is, and almost now looking at frankly, like a rebirth with a new owner, I personally would almost try to keep some semblance, maybe keep some of the colors, some of the nostalgia from the previous era. But I really would move away from the hogs, the pigskins, things like that, because you're almost starting over. And frankly, it'll be good for everybody involved, because the last, 23 years have obviously been synonymous with losing, scandals, inappropriate behavior, all the above. But it really does speak to where it is now, where you're looking at that from kind of just like a reset. And in terms of the ownership group, as much as people want Bezos because of the money and the name, I personally would be really open to having someone who's got more experience with a sports franchise, Josh Harris, Tillman Fertitta, someone who's been in that business, wants to be in that business, and he has some interest. I think with Jeff Bezos, the appeal is we know his name, we know how rich he is, but how much does he want to own the team? You don't need someone who's hands-on every minute of every day, but you want someone who's truly invested in winning championships, building a good entertainment product. We all use Amazon at home. We don't need Amazon recreated, per se, in a stadium atmosphere. We want somebody who kind of feels what a sports team's about. And so for me, I would really kind of go a different direction. And honestly, I think it's good to have a little bit of a diverse ownership group, not only ethnically, but financially, having like two or three co-investors instead of just being like Jeff Bezos is going to own 94.5% of the entire thing, and 1% is going to be some random person like Jay-Z to say, oh, look at how diverse we are. Like, I would rather have the ownership group be 40-40-30, or the math doesn't add up there, but 30-40-20, something along those lines, where you bring people together and kind of have like a synergy of multiple people's thoughts. That would be my preference on the ownership group.
Hey, good call, man. A lot of good points there. And look, I'm kind of with you on some things, against you on some things. I would want to keep the colors. That's my number one thing. I think you have to honor the tradition and those who laid it on the line in the past. You know, when London Fletcher comes back to the games here, if the team's wearing blue and orange, it just won't feel the same. So I think keeping the colors are the most important thing for me. And then when it comes to the ownership, I have said that I want Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales to win the ownership battle here and the bid. Because, yes, I do agree. I like a guy like Josh Harris who has experience. I kind of say that with quotes, because I don't think the Sixers, you know, they claimed they were, you know, trusting the process. Well, the process hasn't led to anything. They are good this season, third place in the East, and I have them getting out of the Eastern Conference in my mind if they, you know, if they could squeak past Milwaukee, I think it'll be close. But the truth is that they haven't reached the end of the process, right? But I do want Josh Harris, because if he's teaming up with Mitchell Rales, everything I've heard is Mitchell Rales will get the damn stadium back to D.C., back to RFK. And everything I've heard about him is he's going to do things the opposite of the way Dan Snyder did things. And so I think that's important as well. So Bezos, I think, would have the best stadium, but the best franchise might be run by a guy like Josh Harris. Let's go back to the phone lines. That was a really good call. Let's see if we can get in touch with Andy. Andy and Sterling. Andy, you're on the Fan with Adam Epstein.
How you doing, Adam? Hey, look, I hate the Commanders. I hate that whole stinking logo. I hate everything about it, everything that Snyder and Rivera brought to it. You know what? The name that I like, and it might have been mentioned before, is the Washington Warthogs. You could go with a feral pig on the helmet with his vicious tusks and his mouth agape. You could have thousands of people in the stadium wearing big old vicious warthog hats on them. The only problem with what you may have mentioned earlier, and I don't know if I heard you correctly, is you wanting to keep the Redskins as a name. And I've heard various callers calling, so wishing the same thing. I can't think of anything more racist or demeaning to Native Americans than to trying to keep any part of that in our, you know, you can keep the colors, you can keep the, you know, the maroon, the black, whatever. But you know what? My father was a lawyer, an Army lawyer, after World War II at the Nuremberg trials. And part of what was revealed during those trials against the Nazis, they made sure that everyone in those camps wore the Star of David on their prison outfits to single them out. Now, that wasn't because they felt that the Jews should feel pride in their heritage. They wanted to single them out and make sure that they were disposed of as quickly as possible. So anybody who says that the name Redskins was, a sense of pride for Native Americans, that's a bunch of baloney.
I think what people were saying was they just grew up and that was their name. That was the tradition that they knew. You know, I think we all agree, absolutely, you had to change the name Redskins. Doesn't mean that when we were growing up and we were calling them Redskins, that we're all racist. No, that's just what we were told to call the team. And we loved the name and we loved the logo. I didn't want to go where you were going with that, Andy. I appreciate the call. I'm Adam Epstein. I know all about the way the Nazis treated my people. But I don't know that that's as similar to the name change here. Let's keep it going here. Rocking and rolling here with AWOD on 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, also available on the Odyssey app. We've got Lance in Woodbridge. Lance, you're on The Fan with Adam Epstein.
One of the things I do part-time is I drive for Uber. And you were talking earlier in this conversation about, we're going to change the name, or are we going to change the whole front office? Because who's responsible for this name? I got a little inside information. So I picked up one of the coaches, one of the junior coaches this past August, and I asked him, I said, well, what's the story about this name? And he said to me that nobody in the building picked that name, and they were all surprised.
Really? Hold on. You got to give me some more information here. You picked up a junior coach? What do you mean by that? Can you give me first letter of his name or something?
I could give you his name. I don't want to, Luke was his name. He said he was a quarterback's coach. So okay. I assume he was one of the, underling coaches. I didn't research that, but I had no reason to doubt him. And he said that nobody in the building had picked that name. They were all surprised by it. And in my opinion, I think the name Commanders was chosen because it was the least expensive option for the ownership.
I agree. But I don't think that nobody in the building was unaware. Like, I think Ron Rivera came up with that name. Do you disagree?
I think it's plausible that he, when given options, he probably said, all right, well, what you've given me a choice from, yeah, I'll take the Commanders. Mm-hmm. I'll go that far. But did he originate the idea? I'm going to say don't have enough information to make a decision on that.
But based off of your insight here, which I love, so you're a part-time Uber driver. You pick up a coach, all right, he's, in the building, he's part of the front office there with Washington, may not be high up, but his thoughts were that nobody in the building liked the name at all.
Correct. Stand by that 100%.
Wow.
I'd love to see Warthogs. Just imagine the mascot on the side of the helmet for Warthogs. It could be a real nasty, with tusks and stuff like that. But that's just my 2 cents. Anything but Commanders and anybody but Snyder.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Thanks for taking the
call. Anybody but Dan, anything but comms. I love that. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and the Odyssey app. Love to take more phone calls. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. Call AWOD. Coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Download it today for free. We've got my guy Linnell Big Willie Willingham coming up right here on these airwaves at 1 p.m. He's going to dive into the Wizards and sort through the NBA Western Conference playoff picture. I will say this is the closest the Western Conference has been in years in the NBA, with basically, I want to say, from like the 5 seed all the way to 13 seed only being 2 games away from each other. So it's going to be an exciting stretch run in the West. Why the Wizards, they are officially tanking. No reason to watch the Wiz anymore, in my opinion. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open throughout the show. It's 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. All right, time to mix it up a little bit. Do a little story time here on The Fan. So I'm AWOD, and I moved out of the city officially. Got my first big boy job. Lived in Nova Arlington in D.C. my entire life, working all over sports radio, podcast, TV, and more. Now I'm in Richmond. I'm so proud to be the voice of Richmond Radio, 910 The Fan, from 12 to 3, Monday through Friday. But I will say I do miss D.C. a ton, right? Number one, I miss the pro sports, right? Being able to go to Skins games, being able to go to the Wizards games, Cats games, Caps games, Nats games were a ton of fun. I miss the pro sports a ton, all right? Love the pro sports that we have here, but it's semi-pro. It's the Flying Squirrels and the Kickers, not the same thing. I miss all the friends that I had from growing up in Northern Virginia to the D.C. area, to the Arlington nightlife. Shout out to Chuck Lee, my boys at Pamplona. But here's the one thing I don't miss since moving to Richmond. I don't miss the traffic, and I definitely don't miss the speed traps. Yes, Mario Bowser, all right, the mayor, just came out that she's going to spend $19.7 billion on a budget that will add 342 traffic cameras and cut bus routes. Yes, this report came out 2 days ago. Mario Bowser is calling her $19 billion budget for her comeback plan, and it includes cutting bus service and adding more red light and speed cameras. The plan is to install 342 traffic enforced cameras, right? Because it protects the citizens, right? It's not about making money. It's about protecting the citizens. Well, story time here. This is why I hate speed traps and why I might never move back to D.C. So a few years ago when I was on the Junkies, and this is real inside radio. This is me being honest with you right now. All right. I was driving to work every morning, working on the Junks, loved it. And I was speeding. I had the need for speed, right? I mean, the road is wide open. I'm going to the Junks, I'm getting up at the crack of dawn, right? Every single day I got up, I thought about quitting. That's why I'm so proud that I made it through that for 6 years. Every day I woke up at 4 a.m., 4:20, 4:30, and I wanted to quit my job and go back to sleep and be a lazy son of a gun the rest of my life. But I'd get in my car, I'd go to work, and the road is wide open every day at 5 a.m. And so I'm speeding. I'm going as fast as possible, right? I'm not going 90, but I'm going above 65. And then when I leave the Junkies at 11 a.m., roads are wide open, right? So I'd race home. Why? Just because the road was open. I didn't realize I was being followed. Well, not followed. I was being watched. Not by a stalker. Not by some creepy radio guy. I was being watched by cameras. And so the weeks went on. The months went on. And I'm speeding home. I'm speeding to work every single day. And I didn't realize I was driving on a road with a damn speed trap camera. I racked up over $1,000 worth of speed trap camera traffic tickets. Over $1,000 worth. One day after the show, I come outside, my Toyota Highlander, my baby that I had for 10 years, my dad handed it down to me. I come down, all right, 1015 Half Street. I walk outside, look for my car, found it. It's got a giant boot on it. It's got a boot on it. They wouldn't let me drive home that day. So then I go back inside. I'm talking to Drab. I don't know what to do here, man. I got to call my parents. I come back outside. My car is towed. It's gone for good. So what did I do? I had to suck it up. I was like 24 at the time. I'm working minimum wage. I had to make that terrible phone call. All these millennials probably know what I'm talking about. Had to call mommy. Had to call daddy and ask for help. I didn't know how to get my car back. Went. Found out $1,000. I had to take a loan out from my mom and my dad just to get my car back. So I learned my lesson. You can't even go 5 miles an hour over in D.C. It's not worth it. And now they're adding more. They're adding 342 more traffic enforced cameras. You've got to be kidding me. I don't think I'll ever drive to D.C. again. I don't want to deal with this. There are approximately 140 cameras in place now. They want to create a task force to consider options how to mitigate the cost of expensive tickets. One possibility is a tiered system for those getting tickets in low-income opportunities. All I know is the more gosh darn cameras you add, the more people are going to get ticketed because you just can't afford it. And you can't avoid it. You really can't. Because it's not like you're going that fast. When the lanes are open, their lanes are open. And believe me, there is always traffic. 24 hours in a day in D.C., Northern Virginia, there is traffic for 23 hours and 30 minutes. When you get up in that 30-minute span where you feel like you could go fast, you pretty much have no choice but to go fast, right? Now, DC saw a 14-year high in traffic fatalities in 2021. So that's their claim. They are going to try to help the city and avoid the fatalities. And I'm all for that, right? I want people to be safe. But there's got to be a limit here with how many damn traffic cameras there can be. That's why I love it in Richmond here. I asked my news director last week. I said, are there any traffic cameras in Richmond? I haven't seen any. He goes, oh, yeah, and like and Ryko and Chesterfield, but not in the city. They got better things to worry about. I guess DC is only worried about making extra money. It blows my mind that they're going to add 342 more cameras. So what, every single street now is going to have them? I get it. Follow the rules. Don't break the law. But is there any wiggle room? No, not when there's cameras. These cameras don't realize, oh, I'm only speeding up because there's a semi-truck to the right of me and I want to pass him so I don't get into a collision. That's why I'm speeding up. Not because I just wanted to get it in real quick before the camera comes up. I was caught more than anyone. Maybe that's why I'm bitter. But I am so glad that I don't have to deal with that in Northern Virginia, Arlington, or D.C. anymore. I hated that. The damn speed traps. And you don't even know you're caught until you go to your mailbox and you open up a ticket for $150. Or in my case, you open up eight tickets for $1,500. I hated it. Hated it so much. All right. Hope you enjoyed that little story time. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. When I return, I do want to talk about the Washington Wizards. Here's my teaser for you guys driving around right now, all right? Give you a reason to sit in your car, sit in your driveway, and listen for just one more segment. I am blaming everybody in Washington, D.C., in the front office, from the coaching staff to Tommy Shepard to the players. This year was a failure, a disaster. A disaster in Washington, D.C. with the Washington Wizards. A disaster of a season. You thought last year was bad when you had teams, got players fighting with each other and Spencer Dinwiddie talking smack about the team? Now it seems like Spencer Dinwiddie was right. We make him look correct because of how dysfunctional we've been this season. It was a failure of a season for the Washington Wizards. Take your phone calls next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.